These days, Rengel's Senior Center is a quiet place. Blue indoor-outdoor carpeting, sturdy wooden chairs with armrests, and circular tables sit largely unused as communal meals and events have been on hold since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. The center still delivers food and drinks, though, and key to the operation are water filters. They're tucked out of sight under the sinks. Corey Johnson says he recently learned of Rengel's struggles to meet state water quality standards.
Since I heard about that, we strictly have gone to anything that's going out our door and going into somebody's mouth that's filtered water, and then the rest of it we just use for cleaning.
Rengel's water isn't exactly dangerous to drink, but long-term it can cause health issues, especially for vulnerable populations like the elderly, children, and pregnant women. With all that in mind, Johnson says his senior patrons have questions.
Even some of the customers that would come by that we would, you know, give them coffee, they commented on it, hey, is this filtered? Now, I guess it was kind of half-hearted and jokingly, but probably not.
Rengel has issues with its city water. To many Rengelites, that's not breaking news. But in this series, we're trying to trace exactly why those issues exist from source to tap. The water reservoirs are full of sediment. A patchwork of leaky pipes do a poor job of circulating water from the reservoirs to the filtration plant, all before the cleaning process even begins. And then there are issues with how the plant cleans. So if you boil it down, the water issues are caused by a few intertwined problems. Each taken alone, they might not be a big deal. But when combined, the speed bumps at every point of the process make for a constricted water flow, and water that's pretty consistently in violation of state standards.
When I first moved here, you know, you'd pour a bath and it looked like you're taking a bath in tea.
That's Rengel's mayor, Steve Prasanka. He's lived here for decades. The tea-colored tap water situation has improved since the 1990s, since Rengel got its current water plant. But Prasanka can list off problems in supply and distribution for minutes on end, from the creek that flows into the reservoirs to the reservoirs themselves.
The dams are the second worst dams in the entire state.
That's not his opinion. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources wrote as much in a 2015 report. The earthen dams are unstable and susceptible to failure if there's an earthquake. Everything is a problem. We'll start at the top of this gravity-fed system. Rengel gets its water from a creek, diverted into two open reservoirs on a hill above its water plant. They're old, from the 1950s. Plant operator Wayne McCollin says that means a huge amount of sediment over time. I spoke with him at the water plant, which is pretty loud, even in the office.
We tested the organic loading on the influent creek, and it was, it wasn't half the organic loading in the reservoir.
In other words, Rengel's source water actually gets dirtier as it enters the system. Organic loading is everything that collects in the water. Leaves, branches, dead fish. There's bound to be some. The water flows down from muskeg, so there's going to be bits of plant matter no matter what. But years of buildup in the reservoirs exponentially compounds the issue. And then there's the reservoir's pipes. The link between the two reservoirs is damaged, and the plant can't draw water out the way it used to.
There's a bypass line that we didn't quite get done to the upper reservoir to tie the two together, plus operate the plant on one or the other for maintenance purposes or whatnot. So you could maybe clean the reservoir out or something like that.
The bypass would allow the plant to link up to the upper reservoir, allowing plant workers to do maintenance or maybe some cleaning. At the moment, that's not possible. A $2.5 million project to bypass the lower reservoir is still in the planning stages and third on the list of funding priorities for Rengel in the coming year. The city estimates that stabilizing and improving the dams and reservoirs, a separate project, would cost around $50 million.
We could have built a reverse osmosis plant and draw water out of the ocean for probably $25 million. So, you know, in the reservoirs would have been a moot point.
But. To recap, Rengel has aging reservoirs. The pipes are old and damaged, which means a lot more organic matter gets into the water supply than in the past. But isn't cleaning out gunk what a filtration plant is supposed to do? Why, yes, unless it was designed upside down. We'll get into that in the next installment of our series. For now, in Rengel, I'm Sage Smiley.